Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC Podcast. How are you? I hope things are doing well for you as we prepare for a holiday week, a shortened week for a lot of people getting ready for Thanksgiving. And that is the subject of one of our questions today. I actually have two questions that I'm anxious to hear your feedback about. Remember, you can just comment on whatever platform you're in. If you're on Facebook or Periscope or YouTube, or we're on like 9 different platforms right now, so I'll be able to see any of your comments. I didn't do any lives last week because I was under the weather. Fortunately, it was not COVID, but I am feeling much better, and hopefully I'll be able to join you more this week as we go into the holidays. Again, my goal is to be able to come to you live at least once a day and talk about the issues of the day. At any rate, let's dive in here. My first question, for those of you who have already joined us, please feel free to chime in. Do you still have faith that Trump will win? Or have you resigned yourself, if you are a Trump supporter or a Republican or a conservative, to the fact that Joe Biden is now our president-elect? What do you think? Chime in. Again, I want your feedback and your comments. Do you feel that even if he did win, if Joe Biden did win, do you have this sneaking suspicion that the Democrats somehow stole the election? I, of course, have been following this, all of the details and all of the stories. And every time some new claim or allegation comes up, I frantically investigate it to see if it's true. Because if there is some type of election fraud, widespread fraud, obviously I want to know about it so that we can fix it and we can hold those people accountable. But I'm going to be honest with you. The only fraud that I see so far comes from President Trump. When you try to take an election, when you claim election fraud, when you make serious allegations, but you don't release any evidence to support that, then maybe fraud is not the right word, but it's certainly deceptive. And I believe it has a huge impact on the future of our republic. And so, to me, this game that he is playing is very, very dangerous. And again, if there is evidence out there, I want to see it. What I've seen so far, and I've shared this with you before, is that I've seen what you would call election anomalies or irregularities. These things happen every single election cycle. And the reason that you're hearing about them is because they're being found, corrected, and adjusted through the regular course of verifying ballots. That's why you hear about them. Now, there has been a string of much more wild conspiracy theories out there about a server that was found in Germany or Russia and the military involved and interference and an executive order from President Trump in 2018 and all of this stuff. A lot of that being perpetuated by the firebrand conservative attorney, Sidney Powell, who, if you are on the social media platforms I am, so many Trump supporters have been just raving over this woman and her claims and so excited and celebrating. She said she's going to release the Kraken and release the evidence. Well, I'm sure you've heard by now that the only thing that's been released is her. Apparently, President Trump was getting calls from the Republican Party and the Republican establishment and demanding that she be released because none of the information that she had was verifiable. Let's see, to some of your points here. Jeff says, when he belongs in jail making license plates. Wait, I forgot I can put your comments on the screen here. All right, there you go. He belongs in jail making license plates. Jeff also said, people believe what they want to believe. Cheaters and liars cheat, so they think everyone is cheating. And one more from Jeff. We'll get all yours in here, Jeff, quick. Blah, blah, blah. It's all BS. Yeah, again, the issue is not have there been problems with an election. There have been. And of course, when you're switching over because of a pandemic to all of these mail-in ballots, the counts take longer. A lot of people are using equipment and systems that they haven't used in the past. So you're going to have issues. And I personally have no problem taking the time to get the counts right. I have no problem with recounts. I have no problem if the president feels that there are irregularities or there are issues to take those things to court. I don't have any issue with that. I do have an issue with him claiming that he won on election night because of massive widespread fraud. He clearly didn't have any evidence of it then. And to date, he hasn't released any evidence to the American people or to the courts. All of the cases that they filed have to do with other issues, not fraud. And again, to me, this is a case of crying wolf. You remember in 2016 when he was elected, he came out right away when he found out he didn't win the popular vote. And he said he actually won the popular vote because millions voted illegally. And of course, then they put together an investigation to find these mysterious illegal votes and they found nothing. And so he did it again for weeks before the election. He said fraud was going to happen. He said it on election night that it was going to happen. Where's the evidence? Where is the evidence of deliberate cheating? You're going to find a case here and there, but you would have to commit massive widespread fraud. Let's see some of your other comments here, Orion. Thanks for joining us, Orion. I hope things are going well. Trump can't win legally. If he does win, it's because he's declared himself dictator in perpetuo and has suspended or usurped the republic. Also, Nadine. Hey, Nadine. I agree with you. If there was any widespread fraud, someone other than the Trump committee would have found proof by now. Jeez. And, you know, this is one of the interesting things that has happened during this whole process is just like in 2016, when President Trump said that there were millions who voted illegally, then his staff and everybody else went to the internet to try and find it. And diehard Trump supporters don't see this happening. They don't realize it's happening. But what happens with the president is he very often will say something that is categorically false, or it's a suspicion of his, but he has no evidence. And so then everybody goes, all of his supporters go to the internet and they try and find it. Well, the burden is not on his supporters to use the Google to find evidence of voter fraud. The burden is on the leader of the free world, the commander in chief, the one who swore to uphold and protect the Constitution. The burden is on him. And I'll make a prediction here because it's already happening. I went on social media last night. I shouldn't do it, but I can't help myself. I need to know what people are thinking. After the news of Sidney Powell being let go from the campaign team or distanced from the campaign team. And I'm like, how are they going to spin this one? And so do you think that in that moment, people realize that they have been led down a path that is not true? Like, oh my goodness, they're distancing from her. So I guess we better backtrack. We were hoping for all this information she was going to release. Clearly, that's not coming out now. And so I'm going to adjust my viewpoint and what I'm thinking. Do you think that's what they did? No. They said, I'm sorry. It's funny, but it's sad. They said, this is all part of the plan. Now that she's been distanced from the team, now she can really go out and fight for the president. Okay. And this is what's going to happen. See, a lot of people are hoping that when the president finally has to concede or leave the White House, that his supporters will finally realize that all of these fraud allegations were false. And that they'll finally say to the president, you know what, you should have never done that. We like you, we like the things that you did, but it is wholly unacceptable to throw into doubt people's faith in our electoral process without evidence to do so. You would hope that that's where these diehards are going to go, but that's not what's going to happen. I've got my magic eight ball out, and here's what's really going to happen. What's going to happen is when President Trump finally gives up all of these battles or loses them or whatever happens, because he can't provide the evidence for the claims he's been making, he will still say that it happened. He will not provide proof. And his diehard supporters will not demand proof. And so he will leave the White House with millions and millions of Americans believing that this election was stolen. And our democracy at greater risk. That's what's going to happen. All right, let me get to some more of your comments here. Those of you on TikTok, thank you so much for joining us. Let's see. This is user 150 says they are not going to release only to the court. Well, the problem is, if you've read the court documents, they're not even releasing information to the courts. These cases are being thrown out for a lack of evidence. Now, at this point, people will say, oh, you don't know how the legal system works. He wants them to get thrown out so that these will go to the appeals court and then to the Supreme Court. You don't go to a court with no evidence hoping that your case gets thrown out. You go to court with your best evidence. And then if it gets thrown out, then you can appeal it with your best evidence. Again, this is the spin machine. This is what all these machinations, like, oh, he's not presenting evidence in the courts because he wants to lose these cases so he can appeal them upward. it is remarkable. No, you take all of your evidence to the courts. And then if you lose, then when the appeals court hears it, maybe you have a shot there. I mean, maybe you don't even have to go to the Supreme Court. If the evidence is on your side, maybe there's a chance that that judge in Pennsylvania sees the evidence and rules in your favor right there, and then you don't need the Supreme Court. Anybody making the argument that he's not presenting evidence in the courts because he wants to appeal all the way up, if that's his plan, it is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of in my life. That's not 3D chess. That's not even checkers. It's not even tic-tac-toe. And people forget that the Supreme Court just doesn't arbitrarily pick cases. They have three justices that will look at the evidence, and they'll decide if the larger court is going to hear it. And they're going to look for evidence. If you think this Supreme Court is just going to say, oh, he didn't present any evidence in Pennsylvania to the regular court or to the appeals court, and so now we're going to take it up, even though this documentation that he's provided is a bunch of blank sheets of paper, that's not what's going to happen. It's not even close. TikTok user, and again, I apologize, I can't put the TikTok comments on the screen, but this TikTok user says Powell is the one doing the prosecution. No. Powell has been removed because her allegations, here's the thing. Her allegations, sorry, her allegations were even too outrageous for President Trump. Now that's a high bar. That is a high bar. Nothing that she said is going to happen has been played out. And then, see, I'm to the point now where I'm starting to feel bad for, you know, it's amazing how much hope and trust and faith people have put into President Trump. But I'm starting to feel bad watching the spin machine and watching every single failure on the part of this effort to take back the White House comes a brand new spin. And that spin isn't coming from the White House. It's coming from his diehard supporters who are desperately trying to make what he has said true. They are going through every effort to try and make what he says true. And again, this is not about whether or not you should like him. I get support for him, and you know that I supported many of the things that he did. But this is about trust. This is about watching and what this man has done for 4 years now with election fraud. And if suddenly you can prove, and here's the other thing about proving widespread voter fraud. Let's say that Trump is able to appeal, President Trump is able to appeal, let's say the Pennsylvania case that was just thrown out for no evidence. He appeals that to the appeals court, and then the Supreme Court decides to hear that. If he wins that case in Pennsylvania, which the case that I'm talking about is the one where they don't feel that the state legislature was allowed or able to be able to change to mail-in ballots the way that they did. Now, that's not fraud. Right? That's, they made a choice and now it's a legal battle. And if he feels he can win that case, then file the case, right? But that's not fraud. That's the other thing to look for in all of these court cases that are being filed. Fraud is not being used. These are legal technicalities. So he's not even trying to prove his claim of widespread voter fraud and theft in the courts. He's not trying to do that. But let's say that this remarkable chain of events happens and the Supreme Court says, you're right, Pennsylvania, those votes cannot be counted. And so then what? Well, let's say they just say, we're giving the election to Trump, which wouldn't make sense. I mean, the only thing that would make sense in that case is to have another election in Pennsylvania. You can't just throw out everybody's ballots when they were told by the state. So you'd probably have to have another election. You wouldn't just say, well, all those mail-in ballots don't count, so with what's left, Trump wins. That doesn't make sense. But let's say they did that. If you think that's a possibility, let's say they did that. Is Trump now the president? No, he's not. He has to be able to challenge cases in court, take them to the appeals court, the appellate court, and to the Supreme Court, and win in at least 3 to 5 states. You really think that's going to happen? That's why when people say, oh, this is like Al Gore, remember Al Gore was declared the winner in 2020. It was one state. All they needed to do was flip Florida, and that's what they did. I mean, the odds here they're not good for the president. All right, let's see if I can get to more of your comments here. This is Bo. Bo says, Trump should step down, and I'm a Trump supporter. Even if the Dems somehow stole it, nothing would happen. Was Hillary held accountable for deleted emails or Benghazi? The larger concern here for me, see, everyone's making about this about Trump. For me, the larger concern here is that he's making Republicans look like fools, because the majority of Republicans are either standing by him or they're being silent. Now, every day more Republicans come out and they are telling the president this is ridiculous and they need to step down. But it's too little, too late. And so the far-reaching damage on the Republican Party to me and on conservatism to me is my bigger concern, and the far-reaching damage on people's faith and trust in the electoral process. They're going to have incredible doubts no matter how this plays out, because at the end, the president is not going to come out and say, "My bad! There was no fraud." That's not what he's going to do. He's going to leave the White House no matter what happens. He's going to leave the White House saying that fraud happened and this was a stolen election. I would put every dollar that I own on that conclusion, which currently at this moment in time is about 15 bucks. So I don't know who's going to take that bet. Jeff says, as long as he's paying for all these recounts, not the taxpayers. That is correct. So, you know, the states like Georgia has a mandatory recount paid for by the state if it's within a certain margin. Wisconsin, the margin wasn't large enough. So President Trump had to pay for two of those counties, and he did cough up the money. I agree. I think that they should follow those rules. But I look, every count we have, every court case we have, I think we shore up that how sound and secure our election process is. But again, there is that group of people who, no matter what happens, have already decided that this is a stolen election. And when did they decide it? The moment that President Trump told them to decide it. They didn't need evidence. They didn't need anything except this man's word. That's all they needed. Let's see. Her next attempt, this is Dr. Christian Sass, her next attempt is to blame Abraham Lincoln for Trump's failure. Let's see. Anybody else? Stephanie. You can't present new evidence at the Supreme Court level. That's the point. I mean, I've literally seen people saying that the reason the president is not presenting evidence in the lower courts is because he wants to lose so he can go to the Supreme Court. This is the amount of spin going on. Let's see here. This is Tammy. Tammy says he needs to go now. He has just used the United States as a prop in his weird reality of his crap show. Well, Tammy, I mean, he's still president until the 20th, and he still can do a lot of good. And I mean, if the man just said, "I'm going to make sure that this vaccine rollout is the most well-handled thing ever in this country," then he can leave on a really strong note. Now, those of you who know me, you know that I have broadly and widely condemned his handling of the COVID situation, with two exceptions, the travel ban and Operation Warp Speed. Operation Warp Speed is one of the reasons why we're going to have vaccines so quickly, but also Operation Warp Speed has also placed orders and has been stockpiling these vaccines with the hope that they would work. So the president deserves credit for this. And so what he should be doing is be saying, in the last 2 months, I'm going to do everything in my power to demonstrate leadership and to save lives and to help this country recover. His problem is he's already decided that it's political, that the vaccines were released when they were. And so he feels like Joe Biden's going to get the credit for that now. Well, I think that's exactly what's going to happen, unless the president decides to be a president for the last 2 months instead of a golfer or a tweeter or whatever else. I think that he can do some good, but I don't know if that's in his nature or in his character. This is Leanne says, no, he can't still win. I agree with you. Jeff, well, Donnie says he's a businessman, yet he has six bankruptcies. Would you hire him with six bankruptcies? I don't take the hardcore tack that other people do when they attack his business record. because, first of all, I have a bankruptcy. I have one. I don't have six. And in that circumstance, I went out. I got into business. I had a business partner. And because of certain situations out of our control and some bad choices, we went belly up. And so we took advantage of the legal remedy of filing bankruptcies. The fact that you have or have not had a bankruptcy, six is a lot. I'm not going to say that. You know, that's a lot. But for me, it's not about how many you've had. It's about the success that you have achieved in spite of. Does that make sense? And it's the same thing when people say, oh, he's got $400 million in debt. And so he can't be a billionaire. That logic is completely flawed. It's the same logic about him only paying $700 in taxes 1 year. These are arguments used to slam the guy. But when you do a simple analysis or you have any business experience, you realize that what you're being fed is being skewed or spun. So for example, if he has $400 million in debt, but he has $1 billion in assets and he has income above that debt service, then that means he's a good businessman. Every hotel developer carries a large debt load. Every real estate developer carries a debt load. So we were never told how much, and this is something you have to look for, we were never told how much income he has or how many assets he had. We just were told that one line on a tax return, $400 million in debt. You can't judge and assess a business based upon its debt unless you know what the cash flow is, unless you know what the income is, unless you know the other factors. Just like you can't take a single year of a tax return and say he only paid $700, and so that means he doesn't pay any income tax like the rest of us. You got to have 10 years put together. You got to know the depreciation structure. You got to know all of the things that go into play. So I've always cautioned people to please not just look at a line item and judge the man for that. And you don't need it. There's plenty of reasons to not like this president as a president. You don't need those other attacks, in my opinion. And again, because of my business background and my experience, I hear those things and I'm like, yeah, he could have $1 billion in debt and still be a billionaire and still making a ton of money. So I've never played into those things or bought into those things like other people, Jeff. Let's see. This is Marie. Where are the losers tonight? Not many of them sticking around. This is Putney. Putney says, Michigan certifies Biden. Trump is toast. That is true. I will say, again, I try to be fair. I always do. That just because an election has been certified does not mean that he's not going to win court cases against the certification. Certification is it does not take into account any legal battles that are outstanding. The people on these certifications boards, their job is to go and to assess the process, make sure everything was counted correctly, and then to certify so that the electors can then vote. So that's separate than the court cases that are going on. But he did want to get in the way of those certifications. And so you can absolutely look at that as one more thing that he wanted to stop and has been unable to stop. I hope that makes sense. Let's see. Bergie for Hire says, no, he cannot. I'm assuming you're saying he cannot win. Paul, hey, Paul, how's it going? This behavior is disappointing. Well, I agree with you. It's disappointing, but not surprising. Anyone who truly has watched and tried to be objective, has watched this man work, this president work, should have known and seen this coming from a million miles away. And I did. I've been talking about it, and I'm not the only one. Let's see. G Lopez says he is not saving anyone golfing, which is 50% of his time. You are correct. Right now, he's just looking more and more like a big, giant, sore loser. And instead of using his final days as the leader of the free world, he has, it looks like he's given up. Let's see. This is Scotch. What President Trump has done after he lost has sown threads of distrust in our democracy. Terrible. I agree with you. 100%. This is Peary. He lost. We need to move on. I wish we could. I really do. Let's see. Putney, the big lie has failed. Go home, Comrade Trumpsky. People's Republic of YouTube says it's over. And this is D. Monk says, what courses? He's being laughed out of court. I know. But again, those people who are going to spin everything they can to try and justify this are saying he wants to lose these cases, so he's not putting his best foot forward. He wants to lose them. This is David. What do you think about Trump trying to talk to state legislatures to appoint certain electors? I think it's atrocious. I think it's despicable. I don't have enough words to describe it. The only thing I can say is that it appears to us on the outside who are watching these reports that these legislators have basically told him to go jump in the lake. So, I mean, you know, their careers would be effectively over, I believe. I hope. Anyway, unless they're really in diehard Trump land. And this is Ronald. Ronald says, no reason to step down. He is POTUS until January 20th. Then he can leave and we can see what comes from the new administration, bad or good. I agree. I don't think he needs to step down. Although I will tell you this, if my two options are he steps down, or he continues to claim fraud without evidence and destroy people's faith in the core foundation of our republic, which is representation decided by the electoral process, I would prefer he steps down. If those are my two options, and it appears those are our two options, there doesn't appear to be another option. He stays in office, he stops crying fraud and claiming that he won, and he focuses on the second most important issue to our country right now. I say second because I put election first, because right now I do believe we are in a constitutional crisis. But just below that is COVID. And yeah, I mean, the guy could just go out in a blaze of glory, showing everybody what a tremendous leader he is, and that he rose above, and that even though he felt slighted, he spent the last 2 months of his administration making sure that this would be the best vaccine rollout we have ever seen. The problem is that he has created so much discord when it comes to coronavirus and mask wearing that I believe a lot of his supporters are going to say to vaccines the same thing they've said to mask wearing, and that is, I'm not going to do that. So I have a concern that COVID-19 is not going to, or the vaccine is not going to be as well received as it should. Although I have a poll here that says 2/3 of Americans say that they want to at least consider taking it, but they are concerned about how quickly it's gone through. And I have that concern as well, because I mean, we still don't know enough about COVID and the long-term ramifications, and a vaccine that goes through this quickly, I have that concern. But I will line up. I'll be one of the first once they allow. I mean, the first are going to be the healthcare workers and people in the risk groups and all those things. But when my turn comes, I will be there in line and I will get it. If not for me, for everybody else. Let's see here. This is Yehu, am I saying your name right? He says, you a-holes, we'll see a Supreme Court. Well, look, yeah, You can have faith and hope in that. But I've looked at these court cases. There is nothing there. There is a big, giant nothing burger. And if this Supreme Court hands this presidency to President Trump with a big, giant nothing burger, we're done at that point. And the Supreme Court's not going to do it without evidence. They are not going to do it. So what is your faith and confidence in? I mean, you know, there's all of these conspiracy theories out there on the interwebs about all of these voting irregularities. None of that matters. Nothing that you've seen online matters. The only thing that matters is what is being presented in the courts. That is where you should focus your time and effort. Not listening to conspiracy theorists. Not looking at Newsmax or some other slanted media sources. Look at the court cases. Look at why they're being thrown out. Look at the evidence that they are presenting. And you're telling me the Supreme Court is going to rule in Trump's favor based upon that scant evidence. And they're going to do it for 3 to 5 states. You got a lot of faith. You got a lot of faith. This is Furkan. He just says, hi. Hey, Furkan. I hope I'm saying your name right. This is Dennis. Dennis says, Trump's losing big league. Is it big league or bigly? I think President Trump says bigly. This is Bo Flint. He says, a waste of taxpayer money. Well, all of these legal challenges are being paid for by Trump's legal team, and he's generating funds to be able to pay for those legal challenges. This is Woody on TikTok. He says, you know nothing. Woody, you may be new here. I'm kind of new on TikTok, but here's the way this works. Tell me what I got wrong. Okay? Saying you know nothing, it's not helpful. It doesn't help you. It doesn't prove you right. It doesn't prove me wrong. So if I am missing something, I would love to look at it. I would love to consider it. So this is your opportunity to tell me what I missed or what I got wrong, and I would be glad to look at it. Let's see. All right. We've got a few more of your comments. This is We Live says, I love you, man. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad that we can do this live and I can take your comments. And I'm glad that we can commiserate a little bit about where we're at in this country and what's going on. I think the good news is here at this moment in time, if I can speak a little piece to your soul. You know, a lot of people have believed the claim on the part of Republicans that Joe Biden is going to destroy this country. And my response to that is always the following. You mean that our founding fathers and our Constitution is so poorly written and so poorly implemented that one man can destroy our country? Think about it. And I would say the same for President Trump. The reality is, although he is trying all of these things, our nation is moving forward. The transition is happening. There will be a peaceful transfer of power. Unfortunately, there will be millions of people when this is all said and done who will believe that this was a stolen election, even though the way we're on course right now, the evidence for fraud will not be there. And that is unfortunate, but we can work to repair that. If you hated President Trump, 4 years of President Trump has not destroyed this country. That's because our founders knew what they were doing. I continue to hope that there will be a snapback for my fellow conservatives and Republicans, and they will return to honesty. They will return to some type of moral high ground. They will return to some civilized behavior. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, we may see President Trump in 2024 again, and this divide continuing. That would be sad. And I've also told you, I hope the Republicans win out in the Georgia runoff so that Biden doesn't have control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, the Democrats. So I hope that that is the case, and I'll be able to sleep better at night if that is the case. Let's see. This is People's Republic. It says, you know, 100%. Thank you. And this is Sterling. Sterling says, do you think CNN is a left version of the right's Newsmax? No, I don't. I believe that Newsmax is, from what I've seen so far, one of the most extreme news outlets out there, with one exception, the OAN network. They are even worse. The CNN, in my opinion, always left-leaning, but not close to what Newsmax is. I believe all news organizations have a slant. It's always hilarious to me that people decry fake news or slanted news, but then they tune into Fox believing that they're not biased in their own direction. But from what I've seen from Newsmax, and I actually know one of the anchors, a longtime friend of mine, is working for Newsmax right now. And we had a phone conversation back when I was running for Congress, and I gave it to him a little bit about his diehard support for Trump. And he's like, I'm not on the Trump train. I'm just saying. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you are the conductor of the Trump train. And now he's working for Newsmax. Well, good for him. He's found a place. Let's see. This is, let's go to Texas Legends, Brian. I'm assuming the TX is Texas. With the GSA releasing funds, it is over. President-elect Biden will take the oath on January 20th. That's where I'm at right now, short of any evidence that's come out. But again, let's say there is this secretive, widespread voter fraud. The GSA could release funds, and then suddenly evidence comes out, and it wouldn't matter if they had released funds. I mean, that's what people are banking on Trump's side. So, I don't know. Let's go to Scotch. Scotch says, how do you think the GOP will cope with Trump in Congress? Will they compromise? You mean Biden? I think you mean Biden. How do you think the GOP will cope with Biden in Congress? Will they compromise? There is a lot of people on the right saying, you treated our president so poorly, we're going to do the same to you. I don't know what that's going to look like in the Senate. In my opinion, the Senate needs to get together with the House and the president-elect, or even the current president, and they need to pass another round of stimulus. And they need to do it immediately. President-elect Biden is pushing for that. I hope that they can see their way clear to do that. Unless somehow the vaccine comes out and we're back to normal in the next 3 months. We are kind of in this zone now where you might be able to make the argument that maybe the vaccine will come out soon enough. But my response to, they treated us so poorly, so we're going to treat them poorly, is that somebody, somewhere down the road, is going to have to act like an adult. Somewhere, somebody is going to have to say, yeah, they treated me like garbage, but we're better than that. And we will love our enemies. We will pray for them that curse us. We will take the higher road. Is that going to happen anytime soon? It doesn't feel like it, certainly. But somebody's got to be the bigger man. I mean, right now, it's, you know, it's, I always use this example. you walk in with my kids when they were young and I hear fighting and I go in the room and they're both fighting. And what do they say? He started it. She started it. And what did I always say to them? Look, at some point, one of you is going to have to not give in to the actions of the other and act like an adult. And until that happens, you're both guilty. And as far as I'm concerned, both sides are guilty. This is a creation of both sides. I do think Trump magnified it by 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, is Bo. One man, Cuomo, has destroyed the economy in New York with his decisions. Cuomo really screwed up at first. Then he kind of got it back in control. Now they're kind of in this no man's land. I do have a bunch of COVID information I was going to share with you, but our discussion has been going on for so long. I don't know if I'm going to get to it in this podcast. We may do it in the next one, but I have two major research stories that say those states that issued the mask mandates and the closures are the states that had the fewest deaths and the fewest cases. And by the way, they're all blue. I don't like to get into that discussion, but I do believe that there has been some far-reaching ramifications into this president and how he's handled COVID, and so people didn't want to follow the mandates or do the mask wearing. But here's some of the other. I'll just get into it here because I found this very interesting. This is from research at the University of Utah that statewide mask mandates help shoppers feel safe, and they go out more and they spend more. Now, why do I bring that up? Because I've been saying the entire time that President Trump thought he had two choices. One is play into COVID, get people to wear masks and to do shutdowns, or to ignore COVID, downplay, in his words, not mine, and that way we get the economy open. And he chose economy because that was his key to reelection, a good economy. But to me, there was a third option that was available the whole time. And that third option was encourage reopening, but doing so following the guidelines and wearing a mask. He always said, well, we can't just stop working at the White House. We have to go to work. And that's what we want the country to do. Well, simple. Go to work with a mask on. Go to work with social distancing. But he couldn't make that claim. See, he didn't realize that he could have been reelected. And I think that if he had handled COVID differently, I think the results might be different. Because I'm not somebody who believes that Joe Biden has all of this support. I believe that this election was a referendum for or against Trump. And it could have been an empty bucket running against him. And that Trump had this incredible ability to create incredible loyalty and an incredible uprising against him. And that's what happens when you peddle in division all the time. When your core methodology is divisive, that's what happens. But imagine this. If what he did was say, look, COVID is real, and we need to save as many lives as we can while we're working on this vaccine, but we need our economy to stay open. And so here are the guidelines, and they published the guidelines, and the guidelines were how to get open. And as a White House, we're going to wear masks and we're going to stay open. And when we have our Rose Garden meetings, we're going to have social distancing. And every time you see me in public, I'm going to be wearing a mask. I believe the truth is that if that were the case, we would not be spiking at record levels now, that our economy would have come back much faster, and that the president would probably be in office for four more years because he showed incredible leadership with the COVID vaccine and the COVID virus. But he didn't. He downplayed. He felt like it would ruin him because of the economy. The truth is, it ruined him because it showed he's not a good statesman. He's not a good leader. He may be a good businessman, and he may have done some good things that help businesses as a president. But as a president, you have to be able to handle more than an economy. And in this case, he had to handle COVID-19. And he failed because of a miscalculation. And I think that miscalculation happened because it hurt his ego. That's what I've seen from this man so far. So mask mandates help shoppers feel safer. And so they go out more and they spend more. I think that's interesting. All right. Any more of your comments here? Let's see. This is Rosanna says Trump is over. Well, he's done as the commander-in-chief on January 20th. Is he done as far as out of the public eye or out of politics or out of political influence? I wish, but I don't think so. Let's see, Sterling. Sterling, you really want to go there? Sterling asks, do you believe that Trump is a racist? Let's see. Here's my answer, Sterling. I can't tell you what's in a man's heart. You'll never hear me accuse somebody of being a racist. What I will tell you is back to being a good leader, a good statesman. There should be no question as to where you stand on racism or white supremacy. There should be no issue. But this president left the door open on hundreds of occasions. He left that door open. He didn't slam it close. People who got frustrated with the media asking him over and over again if he condemns white supremacy went back and found a clip from like 4 years ago during the campaign or 5 years ago when he clearly condemns white supremacy. And they're like, see, he does. He's against white supremacy. Here's the problem with that. Every time you're asked, you condemn. If they ask you 100 times if you condemn white supremacy, you condemn it 100 times. But they won't ask you 100 times because you've been clear. But he left the door open and he kept leaving it open and leaving it open. And he's asked point blank and he can't just point blank the answer. I've said this before. I can tell you from running a campaign that there are questions that you dread because they are difficult. And there are questions that you love because they are so easy. And one of them is, do you condemn white supremacy? Or on the other side, do you condemn Antifa? Do you condemn riots? President Trump had no problem openly condemning Antifa and rioters. But he struggled when he was asked about these questions. Now, in my mind, I don't think that that happened because he's a racist. Again, I don't know his heart. I think it was because this president has a really hard time condemning anybody that supports him. And so he tried to walk this line, knowing that these white supremacists, although their behavior or their attitude or their beliefs are despicable and heinous, they are still voters and supporters. So he didn't want to alienate them. I think that's what was going on in his mind. You look out through his history as president, if you support the guy, he would not come after you. If you don't support the guy, man, he'll take every stand. He'll call you every name in the book. So I don't know if that helps or makes sense. My belief is that if you want to be a politician, if you want to be a good leader, then there can never be a question about whether or not you're a racist. You should be able to provide very clear clarity. Clear clarity? You should be able to provide clarity on that issue very easily every single time. He left the door open. And what happened? People started saying, well, he's clearly a racist. And so now if you support him, you must be a racist. I don't buy that. I don't think that that's a successful argument. But again, one of my biggest concerns this whole time has been how his actions reflect onto Republicans or onto conservatism and how much of a price we will pay for decades to come, because he couldn't provide clarity on racism? Of all the things you can't provide clarity on? Racism? That's a softball over the plate every single time. Let's see. This is Ronald. Loving your enemy is one thing. Implementation of your enemy's policies is completely different. First of all, I would caution you, Ronald, with the belief that because somebody has a different policy than you, that they are your enemy. I believe that this is dangerous. It's one of my biggest concerns about this country and where we're at. If somebody is a citizen of this country and they have a different viewpoint on policies and they run for office or they vote for somebody who represents their beliefs and they go to Congress and they fight in Congress under their constitutional right to do so for their policies, I don't call them my enemy. You're going to hate this, Ronald. I call them a patriot. Because their right to fight for what they believe in is protected by the Constitution. But we've allowed ourselves into this place where we believe that there was only one ordained way for government to work. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Constitution certainly doesn't dictate these things. The belief that we're righteous and they're evil is nonsense and it's dangerous. I challenge you to go back and read George Washington's farewell address. He warned us about this, that this is what partisanship would lead us to. When we look at a fellow American as anything more than a fellow patriot, because of our differences of opinion, then we are no longer patriots. Because after all, what is patriotism? Is it love of the land? And the other thing I would really caution you about, and again, I'm basing this off of one comment. I don't know you personally, so if this doesn't reflect on you, then please excuse me. But there is a large number of people on my side of the aisle, Republicans, who believe that our way of thinking should be forced upon the other side. That's why we're doing some of the things that we're doing, the gerrymandering, these legal cases, appealing to legislatures to not follow the electoral guidelines, because we've fooled ourselves into believing that our beliefs and viewpoints must be forced upon the other side against their will. Though that's not what this country is about. This country has always been about that we will disagree and that we've been granted this incredible constitution that allows us to take our disagreements to the people, build momentum and representation, and fight for those belief systems in legislative halls and through elections. That's what makes this country great. I would suggest to you that it is the terrorists and the fascists that believe that government's job is to only operate in one way and that that way should be forced upon all the people. That is not a representative form of government. That is not a constitutional form of government. So please, everybody out there who's thinking that this is a battle of good and evil, please sit back and think about what you're saying. It's a battle of ideas. That's what this is. And the other thing I would say is that Christ never said unless. He didn't say love your neighbor unless you have to wear a mask. He didn't say love your enemies unless they're a Democrat. There were no asterisks. There were no caveats. None. So just some thoughts there. Let's see here. Lots of your comments. So let's see if I can get through these. You know, the good thing is because we're not on the radio, we don't have a time limit here. I guess we can keep going. Let's see. This is, I cannot pronounce your name. The GSA just authorized the transition. Awesome. This is NYC King says, it's over, Chief. Move on. This is Julia. We want Trump back. Hashtag stop the steal. I totally get if you want him back. And if you want him back, there's a remedy. He runs again in 2024 and he wins. And then you get four more years. The steal that's happening right now, based upon the evidence that's been presented, the steal is being implemented by the current commander-in-chief, the current president. And until he presents evidence to the courts or the people that a theft has occurred, he is the one perpetuating the fraud. He is the one creating the steal. Ben says, two things ended the Trump presidency, COVID-19 and George Floyd. I think he could have gotten past George Floyd, but definitely COVID-19. Absolutely. I really think that if you look at the strange way this election played out, where you had really Democrats across the country not seeing the support from the House and the Senate like they thought they would. I mean, you had this blue wave against the president, but how did these Republicans gain momentum in the other races? And I think that that's because a lot of the message that was presented worked. The concerns about protesters, the concerns about rioters, the concerns about socialism, they pegged the left as though all the left believes in riots and Antifa and socialism, which just isn't true. So I think that if this president just handles COVID, all he has to do is say, wear a mask and social distance and let's get open. That's all he had to do to be a good leader. Gary says, this is Gary in Trumpland, says he failed because he's a narcissist. Well, we've had a lot. Sorry, I'm trying to get my live stream went down for TikTok. We've had a lot of narcissists before. Never one quite like him. He could have still done it. I really think he could have done it. And in fact, I think if there is COVID night, if there is no COVID, I think he gets four more years. If there's no COVID. The economy would still be booming. He would still be lying or misrepresenting the truth on a daily basis, but I think he gets reelected. This is Trillip? He ruined his 2024 chances. He will start a media network and continue to peddle misinformation. That's the way it looks like right now. This guy says Trump will prevail. Listen, this guy, I love your faith. But it is not based on any solid foundation whatsoever that I've seen. If you disagree, send me some information. Let's see. Sterling, do you believe Proud Boys are a racist group? You know, I haven't done a deep dive into Proud Boys, so I'm not gonna answer that question because I don't know. I know what the media has said about them, but until I actually do the research on something, I don't just trust anything that I hear from any side. Sterling says, Trump has shown he has 72 million followers. I think you will have to agree that is a good sign. It is a good sign, but I would caution you to say he has 72 million followers. I think that there are a lot of people out there that, even though they may not like Trump and how he acts, they are still conservatives, they are still Republicans, and they couldn't bear to vote for a Democrat. Or for Biden. So I don't know how much of that 72 million is diehard support compared to somebody like me. I was in a situation where I couldn't bring myself to vote for Biden. How could I possibly vote for Trump? So I felt stuck, and I think a lot of people do. Let's see. Sterling, he was clear to the majority of Americans that he wasn't racist. No, I don't think so. I think if you look at the polling, I haven't seen polling on it recently, but I think that it was not clear to the majority that he wasn't racist. I think that is such an easy thing to have clarity on. So easy. Ronald says, I don't disagree with you. However, you were very unclear when you said we need to love our enemies in Congress. No, I don't think I'm unclear. I think that I don't think that you should view somebody on the other side of the aisle as your enemy. I think that you should view them. And here's my larger viewpoint on that is if you just treat them like your enemy, you'll never change the hearts and minds of anybody else. And this is what we're missing. We're not going to the people. We're not going to the center and saying, here's why you should follow our policies. Here's why you should go with us. We're just attacking the other side, saying they're evil, they're terrible. And that's a problem. Let's see. Just a quick point. If you send a comment like this, this is Dave. Dave says, absolutely not. Dave, the conversation has been going on for over an hour. So anybody who's making a comment, I don't know exactly what you're referring to. So if you can be a little clearer, then I can respond to you a little bit better. Let's see. Sterling again. Do you believe illegals have the right to vote in American elections? Absolutely not. They should not. But I have not seen evidence of widespread illegals voting. Remember, President Trump made that claim in 2016. They held a national investigation to find it, and they could not. Let's see. I think we're about done here with most of your comments. Trump just allowed formal transition to begin. And... oh, this is a good question, Sterling. Why were all the main news groups so off on their polling, both elections? I think polling is going to have to reassess from the ground up. They're not getting as many people as they did before. And part of that is because there's no landlines, so they're not getting good samples for polling. I had the same situation in my race for Congress here in Utah. I polled ahead the whole time. My polling was excellent. That's why I stayed in the race as long as I did. And the final election, I got creamed. So from this point forward, anyone who has faith in polling, I don't think that it was intentional like a lot of people do. But it's clear that something's wrong with the polling system for sure. And then... this is Thomas Trump is done. Ronald says each side is guilty of that. So there is no middle of the road. I agree with you. I agree. But one side somewhere along the road has got to say we're better. Otherwise, we've only guaranteed that we're going to get worse and worse and worse. And the eventual end of that is civil war, which is crazy because I ask people, well, if you have a civil war, then let's say you had a civil war and you won, conservatives and Republicans won. What kind of government would you install when it's all said and done? They say, well, I'll put in the Constitution again. Well, it's the stupid Constitution that allows other people who disagree with you to run for office and to fight for what they believe and to win elections. So why would you put that document back in? Of course, I don't mean stupid, but I'm just exaggerating. That's the point. You have a remedy. The Constitution, the great document, is your remedy to an election result that you don't like. That's your remedy. And if you don't feel that's your remedy, short of actual, true, widespread election fraud, then you must not really believe in the Constitution. And I think that this is something that's happening. People love the document when they get their own way. They love the document when they're in power. When they don't, meh, not so much. Why were all the polls always leading in Biden's direction? Because that's the poll results that they got. I know people want to say it was all left-leaning. But extreme polls in favor of one candidate, they don't help that candidate. They fire up the other side to get active. That's what happens. Polling organizations are businesses. This is what people miss. They are businesses. When what happens is CNN will pay them for that poll. They pay money If those polls are not accurate and that keeps happening over and over again, who's going to pay for that polling information? You saw something happen during this election, and you'll see it even more. There were some polling organizations that were much closer. Guess who's going to get the attention in the upcoming elections? Those polling organizations that were closer to accuracy. I know people want to find slant in the polls, but it just doesn't add up from a business perspective, and it doesn't help. I think that the polling in 2016 that was so aggressive for Hillary Clinton actually caused her to lose that election, because so many people said, I'm not going to go stand in line because Hillary Clinton is 12 points ahead. So why would I stand in line? She's going to win anyway. So I think polling actually hurts the candidate that it favors when it's such a huge margin. All right. I think that that's it. I just want to thank you all for joining me. Again, I was going to answer two questions. I had a lot of COVID stuff. We did cover COVID a little bit, but maybe we'll dive into that tomorrow. I do want to remind you that I'm looking for your help. I want to be able to bring a live podcast to you every single day and give you a chance to speak. But I need your help to do that. And the way that you can help me is you can scan that QR code that you see on the screen, or look in the description of this podcast, or go to jmcfarland.com and make a monthly donation or a one-time donation. Right now, I'm looking for 9 people to step up $5 a month or more. Nine people, $5 a month or more. If you can help me do that, I will continue to bring these to you on a regular basis. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we'll see what happens. Maybe Trump concedes soon. Do you think that's going to happen? I don't. And do you think that if Trump loses every case and never presents evidence of fraud, do you think he will come forward and tell the American people that there was no fraud and that this wasn't a stolen election? Do you think that's going to happen? Not. Thank you. Have a great day.